The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
A German Leopard tank being operated by Ukraine's army in the fight against Russia. A German Matador anti-tank system being used by Israel's army in Gaza. And German weapons popping up in the war in Yemen. Germany has always claimed to export arms responsibly, with strict and complicated rules. But that's changing.
I think it was long overdue that Germany changed its policy.
We are in the era of massive rearmament.
The German arms industry is booming, and weapons are ending up in countries all over the world. Since the war in Ukraine, there's been a lot of talk about Germany getting ready to defend itself.
Faced with growing Russian threats and an unreliable U.S. partner under the Trump administration, Germany has agreed to a new military plan to boost its numbers. The coalition government will focus on voluntary service by making it more attractive to young people.
We want to inspire as many young people as possible to serve their country. If voluntary participation ultimately proves insufficient, there will also need to be a mandatory obligation.
Now, the move comes amid a broader modernization drive backed by major new investment.
We must strengthen our ability to deter and defend. Now, decisively and without hesitation, because no one else will do it for us. That's why we are consistently aligning the Bundeswehr with national and alliance defense. That's why we're working hard to further improve its equipment and infrastructure. And last but not least, that's why we need the new military service.
Well, the German population in recent years, and especially after the Russian invasion of Ukraine, has started to look at its own armed forces a bit differently.
Now that we're in this new era, as the country re-examines its military role and the size of its armed forces, the Bundeswehr's problems are said to extend beyond just numbers. There have been questions about procurement, about modernization, and its state of readiness as well.
Well, in recent years, or you might even say in the last 20 or 30 years, the Bundeswehr had the problem of the lack of funding. This has changed since the so-called Zeitenwende. Money no longer is a problem.
Russia's attacks have become increasingly brazen. Our critical infrastructure needs more protection. The fast movement of Europe's militaries is essential for European defense.
In response to the growing security threat from Russia, the European Commission is set to propose an emergency system to speed up the cross-border movement of troops and equipment. Military operators would be given priority access to railways and roads during a crisis and be allowed to cut through red tape. This would allow a much faster reaction than is currently possible.
German arms maker Rheinmetall has got to work on an artillery ammunition factory in Lithuania, which it hopes will soon produce tens of thousands of projectiles per year. It is set to go into operation in the second half of 2026. Germany wants the investment to send a signal of solidarity to its NATO partner, while Vilnius hopes it will discourage any military ambitions of neighboring Russia.
We know the hotspots, we know the gaps, we know the stakes, and we are now ready to act.
There you have it. Tomorrow's news today. I mean, another day and another trumpet headline or plain truth headline that you're seeing, in this case, on left-wing publications. Germany's arming for war, even as there's nonstop talk about peace. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We appreciate you joining us on today's show. Lots and lots to get to. You can get to the live stream of this program at trumpetdaily.com or the Trumpet website as well. And then, of course, the Rumble channel, rumble.com/Trumpet Daily. So the headline at The Atlantic It's significant because this is a left-wing media outlet that's basically accepting the fact that the whole post-World War II order has collapsed. This is The Atlantic with the headline, "The New German War Machine." You know, one of the news gatherers was pointing out how that following World War I, Britain made the mistake of letting Germany rearm. How'd that work out for the West? How'd that work out for Britain and for the United States? I mean, it was a closer gap between World War I and World War II, but the longer gap evidently has put everyone to sleep. Yeah, in fact, we're cheering this on. The United States is encouraging this. Britain is encouraging this. Germany's neighbors encouraging this. And Germany's basically built the empire already in Europe without having to use the troops yet, without having to use the weapons because of the Union. And through it all, Herbert Armstrong, I mean, this was his signature prophecy for 57 years. He talked about this. I read a quote this morning where it said, "It's now forming, and you can be sure Britain won't be part of it." And of course, that happens. You know, that happens back in 2016, and we yawn about that. It's exactly as was prophesied. And now you're getting reporting on this from The Atlantic, of all places. This is a trumpet headline, "The New German War Machine." All of these safeguards put in place following World War II, and then the comments from Churchill. I mentioned Lord Ismay yesterday. NATO's there to keep Germany down. We can pull it up in probably a couple dozen articles at thetrumpet.com. It says NATO's first Secretary General, Lord Hastings Ismay. So I had forgotten who the guy was. It was NATO's first general. Back in the 1940s, 1950s, he described NATO's goals as this. This is a quote. This is not a joke. This is a quote. "Keep the Russians out." This is the purpose for NATO. "Keep the Russians out, the Americans in, and the Germans down." That's NATO's first general, acknowledging that this is the purpose. And now, as you heard yesterday, it's just a big joke. Commentators see it as a big joke. Play that clip from yesterday again, number 13.
In the 70 years of NATO, there have been 21 supreme commanders, from Dwight D. Eisenhower to incumbent General Alexis Grinkovich, from different military branches, but all American.
I'm reminded of the old joke that NATO was created to keep the Russians out, the Americans in, and the Germans down. This is quite the turnaround.
Reminded of the old joke. He does say that this is quite the turnaround, but it wasn't a joke. It's a joke today. I guess it's a joke today. And now, as you saw in the cold open, I mean, this is a new era. We're witnessing a new world order. It's now very visible. Everyone can see it. And we love it. We love, even as we talk about peace, as you saw there in the cold open, you've got these German weapons. They're just going all over the place. And then The Atlantic chimes in and says, yeah, there's a new German war machine. We've failed to learn the vital lessons from history. We've ignored history. We've blotted out the history. We've failed to heed the warnings that are there in your Bible. The warnings that Herbert Armstrong proclaimed for decades. And now, you know, we're coming up on our 36-year anniversary for the Philadelphia Church of God, and you can say the same coming from my father. Decades. For decades we've been on this. And yet the world is asleep. So many of God's own people are asleep. They've stopped watching and praying always, as Jesus told us to do. Luke 21:36, "Watch you therefore, and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. That's, of course, at his return to this earth. Why did Jesus talk about watching and escaping? You want to be able to escape what's coming. There's a lot of violence. There's a lot of war in our future. And there is a way of escape. God is the only way. Just back up to verse 34. It says, "And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that the day come upon you unawares, just lulled to sleep." Like we've kept saying on this program, when they say peace, peace, sudden destruction's coming. It's going to happen suddenly. Jesus said, "For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth." The whole earth. I gave a lecture recently on human nature and the evils in this world, and I emphasized how, you know, it's not enough for God to just say the world's deceived or the world's filled with wickedness. He inspires the word whole. The entirety of this world is deceived. And here Jesus says the snare is coming on the whole earth. Everyone's going to be affected. Everyone's going to be punished. This is how God has to get through to us, because we won't listen to him. We've gone to sleep. Our heads are in the sand. We're ignoring history. I mean, here NATO, the very purpose for it is collapsing. And Germany's no longer being kept down. Germany's being encouraged to rise up. The New German War Machine by Stanley Becker at The Atlantic. Now more than ever is the time to wake up, because as I say, this has been, you know, a revived German military machine has been one of the clearest and most consistent messages or warnings that has come from God's church over the past 100 years. Next year is the 100-year anniversary of Herbert Armstrong's conversion to the truth. He came out with the manuscript of this book, U.S. and Britain in Prophecy, just a few years later. So over 90 years, it has been a consistent warning message. This gospel I read in class yesterday, Matthew 24, 14, this gospel should go around the world as a witness. And the Laodiceans, they didn't like that commission, because it takes courage, it takes faith, and it takes a love for God's truth to tell the world what's coming. And if you don't have the courage to say it, well, then you just go along with the peace derangement syndrome. Yeah, everything looks peaceful. Even as Germany is sending weapons all over the earth. Even as Germany is arming itself, armed to the teeth. And we're celebrating it. Listen to what Herbert Armstrong had to say. He's addressing God's people here, but he said this back in the 1980s, commenting basically on these verses I just read from Luke 21. This is clip 14.
When Jesus said, "Watch and pray, for you know not the hour," he was talking about our time and our generation now. And we're not taking it seriously enough, brethren. We're taking it non-show, aren't we? Oh, yes, we've got the truth. The other churches haven't got it. We're pretty cocky. We think we're pretty good, or do we? We better quit thinking that, and we better get a little better and a little closer to God than we are. I hope you'll take this home to yourself and that you'll spend a little more time on your knees from now on. Thank you very much, brethren. Brethren, I meant it. I'm in dead earnest about it. I didn't mean to entertain you to be applauded or for applause. This is very, very serious, so I hope you'll take it that way.
There he is at the end of his life, near the end of his life, warning the brethren in love. I hope you don't become nonchalant or complacent. I hope that you'll draw closer to God. I hope that you'll look into the sure word of Bible prophecy so that it doesn't come upon you unawares. It's going to come suddenly. I mean, there was a time decades ago when it seemed like, well, boy, this is kind of happening slowly. First the political union, then the economic union in Europe, and then, as we said, the last will be the military union. It's happening. As I say, this was the signature prophecy for Herbert Armstrong and then for my father, following in his steps. This is from my father's program earlier this year, clip 9.
And President Trump keeps pushing them to make Germany as powerful as they can be, as if he didn't know anything about Germany's history. Well, there's just recent history here. I mean, after all, it's only 80 years since the end of World War II. That's rather recent history. And notice what we wrote here. NATO is establishing German dominance over Europe. That's quite the turnaround for an alliance set up in the famous words of the first Secretary General to, quote, keep the Russians out, the Americans in, and the Germans down. These men then knew that Germany had to be kept down or we'd have another war, world war, which is exactly where we're headed, and Germany is going to start it. Your Bible tells you that, and we've been telling you that for many, many years. I mean, well over 50 years.
He quotes the Lord Ismay comment there, which now is a big joke. World war is coming, and Germany is going to start it. You know, another interesting, fascinating difference. There's a lot of similarities. I mean, there's a 25-year gap between World War I and World War II, and then in that period, Germany's allowed to rearm. Now the gap's 80 years, and I mean, we are fast asleep. At least there was a Churchill leading up to World War II, but man, I guess you have to say they were asleep then too. In the spiritual sense, we have a Churchill again today, but as I say, the warning is being ignored. It's being ignored even by most of God's people. And as we've been saying all through this year, I mean, the prophecies have, I mean, if they were accelerating up to 2025, I mean, this year has just made your head spin. You look at Mr. Armstrong had all those sound bites from back in the 1960s about how the Russian bear is going to motivate Germany to act as well. And then you look at what's happened in the last 10, 12 years. Russia invading Crimea. And then, of course, the full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022, just a few years ago. They're on the march. And then this year, you know, with the second term for Donald Trump and all of his diplomats out there, and in the case of J.D. Vance, the vice president, that Munich Security Conference speech back in February that really offended a lot of German officials, including the military. All the put-downs, the blow-up with Zelensky over the summer, America seen as an unreliable ally, Germany not sure if America's the perfect excuse, as we've been saying. Well, we can't really trust Uncle Sam, so let's just go it alone. And Uncle Sam says, yeah, that's what we prefer. It's America first, man. It's all going to blow up, isn't it? And as I say, the signature prophecy all through the years, and there were those, I'm sure, that heard those statements from Herbert Armstrong 50, 60 years ago and just scoffed at it. I mean, even many of God's people, as soon as Mr. Armstrong dies in 1986, they go to sleep spiritually. Listen to this one from 1982, clip 3.
Now, one of the great things that is urging Europe on, and perhaps the greatest thing that will cause them to hurry and get together on this, is their fear of what's going on in the Kremlin and the Soviet Union. And Andropov is frightening them, and that is going to rush them. They are losing confidence in the United States as having a military umbrella over them to protect them. And they want their own military force to protect themselves. That's the way they feel over there. Now, that is a chief incentive to unite them, and that is taking place.
Wow. I mean, how prescient is that? That's 42, 43 years ago. And now it's happening. Now the Atlantic article is the new German war machine. The author talks to this German lieutenant general, Christian Fruding. It says here, Fruding had once been able to text American defense officials day and night, he said. But lately, communication with his counterparts in Washington had been cut off. Really cut off. So much for keeping the Germans down. Now America is just like, hey, I don't even want to have contact with them. Just do your own thing. You've got our blessing. It's America first over here. You not only have an enemy knocking at the door, Froding said, but you also are in the process of losing a true ally and friend. So you've got Russia, the enemy, knocking at the door on one side, and then, the way they're at least describing it, is you're losing an ally in America is no longer a trusted ally. I mean, they're saying it openly. A senior German official who spoke on the condition of anonymity told me that Merz, a member of the center-right Christian Democratic Union, is haunted by the question, will America serve its allies to the dogs? You see, it's the perfect cover. America's the bad guy. America's the problem. It says Germany has recognized that it needs to rearm. Should I read that again? That's the Atlantic. Germany has recognized that it needs to rearm. Well, they're not alone. A lot of other nations, including America, have recognized that a new German military machine is necessary. It says here, it's spending billions on weapons and repurposing civilian industries for arms production. What? Again, the parallels, stunning. This is what happened in the lead up to World War II. It's even debating whether to reintroduce conscription. The government has promised to transform the army into the strongest in Europe. Ho-hum. Yawn, yawn, yawn. For the first time since the Second World War, Germany's permanently stationing troops beyond its borders. It says not long ago, listen to this, this is the Atlantic, acknowledging that the post-war, post-World War II order is just collapsed. Not long ago, these plans would have set off international alarms. Why don't they set off international alarms today? And why aren't people asking that? It wasn't that long ago when the alarm bells would have been going off, but not now. No, it's a new era. It's an era of peace. Peace is breaking out. Now, I know we're building up armaments and military hardware and all of it, and we're sending it all around the world, but listen, we're about to come upon a time of universal peace. I mean, how deranged is this reasoning? You can't really understand it or explain it unless you understand that there's a real spirit world. They would have set off international alarms, but as the United States upends the global order it created, Germany may have no other choice. Poor Germany. They just have no choice. They have no choice. Listen to this on the kinds of weapons they're building. It says across the Spree River from the Bundestag is an office building occupied by a startup that makes suicide drones. The drone is named Virtus. It takes off vertically and tilts in the air to fly like a plane, a loitering munition with four rectangular wings guided by artificial intelligence. Wow. It circles a target area, identifies an enemy asset, and slams into an explosive warhead. The startup called Stark has begun supplying the German armed forces with weapons for testing and certification. It says the company's pitch is that a drone is cheaper and more cost-effective than a tank. Well, I mean, we definitely are entering into a new era. It's a new era of warfare. And Germany's going to lead the way. The company's pitch is that, well, I read that. Powered by a battery, Virtus can fly for about 60 minutes at a cruising speed of 75 miles an hour and dive at up to twice that velocity. My father gave a program earlier this year on the dark sentences mentioned in Daniel 8, verse 23, which speaks of this Holy Roman Empire, the prophesied seventh and final resurrection. It says, and in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. And he spent some time on that program and in a Trumpet article later, commenting on dark sentences, how it comes from a word that means riddle or difficult question or parable. Jacinius says dark sentences it describes it as twisted, involved, subtly, fraud, enigma. You can look at thetrumpet.com, an article, The Unknown Future of Artificial Intelligence, that's the title. That was in March of, not this year, I guess it was early last year. And here again, what other outlet has even been sounding anything like an alarm bell or a warning? This is from my father's Key of David program, February 2nd, 2024, clip 2.
Just the word sentences itself, that means something twisted or fraud or dark and twisted. That's what it means. They're defining AI. And the Bible is defining it essentially the same way. And even more effectively, I think, telling you how deadly this is. And yet, they are racing to use it in their military so they can guide robots with nuclear bombs and fly these nuclear bombs all over the earth in drones. And they can knock out the technology of their enemy, and where they can't even use their nuclear bombs or their other dangerous ingredients there. Germany's Luftwaffe is experimenting with drone swarms and investing in artificial intelligence solutions for controlling German drones and destroying enemy drones. They're working to overcome the Cold War mutually assured destruction, which means they knew that, well, we'll just destroy each other so there's nothing we can do, and they didn't use their nuclear bombs. But here, now, you might be able to knock out the other guy's technology, and he can't even fire his missiles. This is dangerously evil, the way we're talking about it here in prophecy. But they can send these things all over the world. And let me tell you, Germany is ahead of America in this field.
That was almost 2 years ago. Scoff if you will. Germany's leading the way. The German war machine leading the way with some of these new technologies, these dark sentences. You know, when they started the last world war, Germany was marching across Europe. And of course, by the time they invaded France, finally, Britain woke up and started to act. And of course, the United States was bombed into it a year or so later. We had time, in other words. Okay, we see what Hitler's doing. We see what he's doing in Europe. We better be ready if we're brought into this conflict. This time around, as I said, Europe's already been conquered. The first strike is going to come upon the U.S. and British peoples. That's what's discussed in this book. That's what's prophesied. And we know that Jerusalem, little Israel, is going to factor into this as well. And as it happens in this Atlantic piece, this is amazing. Kruger told me that traveling to Tel Aviv to fine-tune a missile defense system purchased from the Israelis that can intercept and destroy long-range ballistic missiles in space. Well, how interesting is this? Or alarming, maybe that's a better word. Amid all of the Jew hatred that's just spread over the earth, here you've got this, somehow, this alliance between Germany and little Israel. And well, how is that significant? It's all part of the double cross, isn't it? Judah's going to be brought into this conflict as well. And Germany's going to look like a friend. Germany's going to look like a peacemaker, as I said yesterday. Germany's going to become not just the lead war machine. They're going to become the lead peacemaking machine. Once the United States is so weak and so disgusted that they just hand over the Middle East to Germany. Germany's the chief negotiator. Germany will be the new Steve Witkoff for a time, because, you know, they've got the war machine in motion as well. And then there's all the history. Look at how many lessons from history we're just burying. A new era. Well, we're certainly in a new era. It's a new era for warfare, as my father brought out in that Key of David. There's another paragraph here, Germany moving toward conscription. Then you've got this one on Lithuania. The last time Germany had a permanent armed presence in Lithuania was during the Nazi occupation. Now Germans carrying guns are back in Lithuania. Now it's no problem. When it was Nazi occupation, I guess it was a problem. Now, not so much. No, come on in. They're invited in. The Lithuanians are happy. They're happy with this arrangement. What was it in that clip you heard? Not that long ago. This would have been alarming. Well, I guess that was in the article I just quoted to you. Boris Pistorius, I think he was either is or was the German defense minister. The fear of a weak and indecisive Germany is bigger than the fear of a strong Germany. So this is where we are now. You don't want to keep them down. We don't need a weak Germany that's been demilitarized. No, we need a militarized Germany. We need a German war machine. And well, the Atlantic says it's here. It's here. Listening to plans for rearmament in the old Wehrmacht headquarters, I wondered whether Germans could get power right this time. Where were the good Germans? My grandfather asked. In jails and concentration camps, he answered, and buried in the earth. But as a refugee, rescued here on the foot of the Statue of Liberty, he believed American influence would help secure peace and purge Europe of fascism. For a time, it did. But that world is disappearing, and Germany's pacifism belongs to another age. So there you go. This is a heartwarming story of Germany rebuilding the war machine. We're living in another time. You know, that other time, you know, keep Germans down. That's a joke. That was just a joke. We've entered a new era. And as we do, you see the world. You see the nations of Israel, just as it says in the U.S. and Britain in prophecy. You see them fast asleep, trusting in their lovers, relying on their lovers for peace, for safety. And then the betrayal comes. And then history repeats itself. Are you prepared for what's ahead? For what's coming? Listen to this from Herbert Armstrong, clip 4.
And some of us, my friends, know not only what we see when we're over there, but we know also what is prophesied. And we know what is prophesied to rise up in Europe. And we know which is the one and the only nation in Europe that is capable of dominating, and which is the economic and the industrial heart of all Europe, without which there could be no stability and strength. A human body cannot live without its heart. and the economic and the military body that is to rise up and to restore the Roman Empire, the thing that we least suspect here in the United States, it cannot rise up without its heart. And its heart is in Germany.
The heart is in Germany. That's from probably the 1960s. Pretty accurate forecast from a long time ago. My father wrote Germany's conquest of the Balkans in 1999. That was 26 years ago. He talked in this booklet about a shocking World War II intelligence document that was made public in 96. The document detailing an August 1944 meeting between top German industrialists reveals a secret post-war plan to restore the Nazis to power. And of course, he says in the booklet, why was this revealed in 96? I mean, this proves that Churchill's warnings and Lord Ismay, that they were right. You gotta keep Germany down or history's going to repeat itself. Just like it did in the 1930s, 1940s. Why wasn't there more? Why wasn't it revealed earlier? And where were the commentators in 96, 97 warning about this? Well, it was only in our literature, this booklet, Germany's Conquest of the Balkans. I mean, that's what it was in the 1990s. And guess what the United States position was? Well, I mean, the conquest had America's blessing. Yeah, go ahead. Start building your empire. It's no problem. It says, Connell wrote, in Western Germany, the newly prosperous Ruhr industrialists, and still he's talking about the this book commenting on Germany's reemergence. The report was given by Herbert W. Armstrong on May 9th, 1945. This is further down. Just 9 months after the secret meeting between German industrialists. In it, Mr. Armstrong said, The war is over in Europe, or is it? What did he mean by that? Did he know something no one else did? He certainly did. My father says, we don't understand German thoroughness, Mr. Armstrong said. From the very start of World War II, they have considered the possibility of losing the second round as they did the first, and they have carefully, methodically, and in such eventuality, prepared for the third round, World War III. Hitler has lost. This round of war in Europe is over, and the Nazis have now gone underground. That's straight out of Revelation 17. That's God's forecast. This was Mr. Armstrong's signature prophecy. And as my father wrote in the booklet, many scoffed at this warning message in 1945. Yet look at how closely his report mirrors what was said in that secret document that was not made public until 50 years later. My father concludes here, only God's messenger could give such a prophetic message over 60 years ago. See, we need to think on these lessons from history. I was following yesterday's program. I was just telling the team this morning how we need to produce more segments that are just grounded in history, because so much of the history lessons are being blotted out or long forgotten. Let's go back and discuss why NATO was established in the first place. Let's go back, as I said about last week's news. Let's go back and look at the Council of Nicaea and get the straight up truth from history, from prophecy, your Bible, and see what actually happened. So many people forget how easy it is to forget these lessons. Listen again to my father's program from last year, clip 5.
Notice what Winston Churchill and Franklin Roosevelt wrote after World War II, February 1945. It is our inflexible purpose to destroy German militarism and Nazism and to ensure Germany will never again be able to disturb the peace of the world. They've just done it routinely. And here they're saying it has to be stopped. And they stated very solemnly that it was going to be stopped. But oh, what a failure that was. It didn't happen that way at all. If you look at Lithuania, the Germans have just gone in there and taken a 45th Armed Brigade, and they've marched with the army in Lithuania, and they've had quite a celebration there because this is something new and different. Here's a quote from an outstanding journalist, George Friedman, and notice this, how concerned he is about this. Germany's decision to deploy a permanent force of 5,000 soldiers to Lithuania is extremely significant, because it signals the next phase of a new geopolitical era.
It's a new era, the era of the German war machine, the new German war machine. Never again, I guess that meant 80 years. Never again. But 80 years on, we're into a new era now. And we want it. We need it. We need a German military machine. Think about those issues, my father says in the booklet on the Balkans. And then consider what's happening now. Our leaders today keep acting as though Germany has repented. But they didn't. They didn't. I mean, look at what America has done. Yes, there was the dominance in NATO, because we knew that it was a danger for them to militarize. But America, you know, defeats them. They're in rubble and ruin following World War II. And then the Marshall Plan, I mean, here comes America. Yeah, we'll rebuild you. We'll rebuild your country. And then for that 80-year period, Germany didn't have to, they didn't have to spend any money on military. I mean, their defense, their security, all taken care of by Uncle Sam. And now we see Uncle Sam, we see America with so many problems. And for the longest time, such bitter affliction. And we have to turn our attention to ourselves, our own problems. And we're doing it. That's how Donald Trump came into power. The rest of you take care of yourselves. And while Germany's about to do that, we're about to see a world where Germany is taking care of its own defense. We're about to see a world where Germany goes on offense like they've been doing in Lithuania. And people cheer. We have forgotten our strong commitment after World War II to control Germany, and we will pay an indescribable price for that weak and despicable failure in leadership. That's from my father's booklet 26 years ago. It says, you don't prevent Germany from starting World War III by helping it build its empire in Yugoslavia and Europe. That's a pretty big statement right there. You don't prevent another catastrophe from happening by helping Germany become a military machine. That's not the way to peace. I mean, can you see why Isaiah 59 and verse 8 says, man doesn't know the way to peace? Can you see why the prophet Isaiah also said that, you know, the ambassadors for peace are going to weep bitterly? Paul, when they say peace and safety, just know what's coming, sudden destruction. No wonder Jesus said, you better watch world events and pray always so that you can escape what's coming. Jesus didn't say, he didn't say, just go to sleep, everything's going to be fine, you know, let the diplomats take care of it. The prophecies for the last days before the return of Christ, it's a bed of roses. It's smooth and easy. That's some wishful thinking. And you hear a lot of it on the left and the right. That's why you need God's truth. That's why you need the Holy Bible. I've got another story here. I'm not even going to have time for it. But it's basically saying that marriage is becoming obsolete. Who told us about that 60, 70, 80 years ago? That would be Herbert Armstrong. Is that good for civilization when you see a total breakdown of marriage and family? Herbert Armstrong said that was a greater threat to civilization than the hydrogen bomb So here we're in a situation where we've got both. We've got the hydrogen bombs, the bombs, the armaments. I mean, those are being mass produced. And we've got a total breakdown of the family, the institution of family and marriage. This world is headed for disaster. And we're putting we're putting our foot on the gas. And we want to get there quicker. We're accelerating. Look at how the United States and Britain handled Germany following World War I. Go ahead, rearm, that's fine. Basically gave Hitler everything he wanted in Europe. He marched, yeah, Austria, Czechoslovakia, Poland. I mean, by the time Poland and France are brought into the conflict, finally, the Israelites begin to wake up. When will we wake up this time? It'll be too late. Listen to my father again from, I think this is from the summer, actually, earlier this year, clip 6.
And today, America and other Europeans and other supporters of Germany and the West want them to be powerful today. And it's not like Roosevelt and Churchill just after World War II. But he went on to say, put simply, the deployment to Lithuania could presage the reemergence of Germany as a geopolitical force. We have been telling you that that's going to happen for decades, decades.
Good for George Friedman. He's one of the few commentators that will even speak up and warn. He's familiar, by the way, with Herbert Armstrong's writings. He told us that some years ago. He knows. He knows what Herbert Armstrong was out there prophesying for decades, as my father said there. Here's another clip, clip 7.
But notice what Herbert Armstrong said when he warned decades ago. August 1978, he talked about 10 powerful European nations will combine their forces. Then he went on to say, the Europeans are far more disturbed about their safety in relying on the United States military power to protect them than Americans realize. Europeans want their own united military power. Notice this is 1953, and he's saying that, man, they don't look to America like they used to, and it's 20 times worse today than when he said this. It's so much worse. Europeans want their own united military power. They know that a political union of Europe would produce a third major world power as strong as either the U.S. or the USSR, possibly stronger. Then he goes on to say, Germany is the economic and military heart of Europe. Without Germany, such a federation of nations is impossible. It's impossible. And he talked about the Germans can provide the dynamite. And in the leadership, Germany is stepping up to take on the role as Europeans' heart. It is Europeans' heart, and it has the power over all of Europe, certainly economically right now, and even militarily. They're a lot stronger than most people realize. But this is a dramatic and, I mean, dangerous prophecy.
A union of 10 nations combining their forces, led by Germany, the beating heart. That's Revelation 17. Notice verse 10. It says, and there are 7 kings, 5 are fallen, 1 is, and the other is not yet come. And when he's come, he must continue a short space. It's worded that way because, well, it's wedged between 2 resurrections of the Holy Roman Empire. And Herbert Armstrong was on the scene when he saw the 6th head, when he warned about the 6th head, and then spent so much of his ministry warning about the 7th and final resurrection, which is referenced in verse 12. And the 10 horns, which you saw, are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. That's referring to the United States of Europe. Something we've been prophesying for decades, as my father keeps saying on those clips. And as I noted at the start, here's one more from the program on Lithuania from the summer, clip 8.
Today, they want them to build a superpower, unlike Churchill and Mr. Roosevelt. They didn't think it should be that way at all. They said we must never let them arm themselves again because they started World War I and World War II and many wars even before that. That's something we all should be concerned about because they have started two world wars. That's the kind of war they have. And they're headed the same way again. And your Bible says that they are going to be prophesied to start World War III as well. That's going to happen. And you'll see it happen. And before too long, if we don't learn some lessons, we must bring God into the picture.
Always, you see. Got to bring God into the picture. Watch and pray. Pray always. Keep your focus spiritually. Don't become Laodicean. Don't become lukewarm. Don't become spiritually lethargic, as Herbert Armstrong said. It's time to wake up. See what's happening. See what's prophesied. I mean, God's church and that prophetic warning, it's part of the story in Revelation 17. And here we see these 10 heads of state in Europe joining together as 10 nations or groups with Germany for 1 hour. I mean, you already see what a struggle it's been just to bring all of these disparate parts together in Europe, 20-something of them. That's going to downsize. Germany's going to have the war machine, and then everything's in place. Everything's in place. Verse 13 says, this is Revelation 17, "These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast." They're all going to rally around Germany and applaud them. "We love what you're doing. We love the military machine. We want to be a part of it." And they will be. For that 1 hour, it's a short-term arrangement or agreement or alliance. And the devil is the being that's behind this superpower. And notice what it leads to. Verse 14, same chapter, it says, "And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful." They are the saints to be resurrected to spirit life at the return of Christ and to assist Jesus Christ, the King of kings and Lord of lords, as God's government, as God's family government is established over all the earth. God's a family. No wonder you see the family just absolutely breaking down on every level, whether it's marriage, child rearing, just the traditional family institution or unit. I mean, it's as if a nuclear bomb has exploded on the family. And then when you get literal nuclear bombs exploding on earth, well, then you know that the time of Jesus Christ's return to this earth is near. It's even at the door. It's right at the door, right at the front doorstep. And we're witnessing it. It's like we're on a countdown clock. You can read about the countdown in Daniel 12 and other passages, Matthew 24, Revelation 6, Revelation 17, the countdown to Jesus Christ's return is on. And that's all we have time for on today's show, the fastest moving hour in broadcasting. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. Thanks for joining us on today's show, and we'll see you again tomorrow.